Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Buyer's remorse. We've all had it. Some of us more than once. My most memorable was the time as a teenager when I bought my first vehicle, a well-used 1972 Ford F-150. I should have focused more on the condition of the engine and less on how well the stereo sounded. Oh well, we all make mistakes. Hopefully we learn from them. An unreliable vehicle is one thing, but what happens when that mistake is life-changing, resulting in medical issues that will plague us for the rest of our lives? That's the focus of Senate Bill 218, better known as the Detransitioners Bill of Rights. It's already passed the Montana Senate and is scheduled for a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee this Friday. Many of the issues that we deal with in the Judiciary Committee are highly charged, emotional, and cutting-edge. In some cases, the policy far outpaces the science, and it takes a while for the science to catch up. That's the case with the whole transgender agenda. We began dealing with it about 20 years ago, but gender dysphoria has been around for millennia. It's only recently that social activists and the medical community have tried to normalize it. For centuries, it was limited in scope to a minuscule group of individuals who were genuinely gender dysphoric. Now, with DEI and woke policies in public schools, it's become a social contagion, especially within groups of middle school girls. In some cases, it's become an excuse for dealing with the uncomfortable physical changes of puberty. In other cases, it's simply the cool thing to do. Regardless of the motivation, increasing numbers of early teens are questioning their gender and in some cases are undergoing irreversible medical procedures with or without their parents' knowledge. In some schools, there's an entire network in place from teachers and counselors down to students themselves looking for students who may be questioning their gender identity in even the slightest way. More often than not, these kids are fast-tracked into transitioning by school officials, unscrupulous medical providers, and even their own parents who have been told that their child will likely commit suicide if they don't go along with the program. Depending on their age, they're given puberty blockers to arrest development, cross-sex hormones to make them look like the opposite sex, and finally, irreversible surgeries such as double mastectomies on girls as young as 15 years of age. This flies in the face of historic medical norms that say that a patient must be able to understand a contemplated procedure and give informed consent. A 15-year-old is simply not capable of understanding the long-term consequences of a double mastectomy. This, coupled with the huge numbers of those undergoing these procedures as a result of the current social contagion, has resulted in a large group of patients who now regret their decisions. Medical research is now catching up with the public policy, and entire countries are banning these procedures on minors. For far too long, we've focused on those demanding the normalization of transgenderism. Now, we're shifting focus to those who say they were duped by adults with an agenda. They regret the mutilation done to their young bodies and their demand recourse. Enter the Detransitioners Bill of Rights, which creates a legal private right of action for injuries caused by those irreversible medical procedures. It also provides for a 25-year statute of limitations so that victims can sue the doctors that did this to them. Judging by the number of victims and doctors who testified in favor of the bill during its first hearing, it appears that the victims are finally finding their voice, and gender transition procedures on minors may finally and thankfully come to an end. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.